I can afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Mike Siegel.
And joining us today, as always, in the producer's chair is Kyle Dotson. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm good.
All right, fantastic. We're going to kick...
He keeps it brief, that's why we like him so much.
We're going to kick the show off today. I'm not going to tell you what the topic is. It's a topic Siegel came up with. I'm trying to do as much talking as possible, so not even to get to it.
No, I'm
great. Kidding. No, I'm kidding.
That's what people love to hear. No music on the show.
We have I've gone to see like four concerts in the past like 3 weeks.
Yeah, you've been busy.
I saw Queen with Adam Lambert.
Right.
I'm sorry, Queen plus Adam Lambert.
You talked about that a little bit.
I did.
Have you? Yeah, you
I
did.
Don't know if I had, but I saw Kyle and I for free. We saw Def Leppard open for Kiss.
Courtesy of Jimmy Pardo.
Sure. I saw Kyle and I saw Ted Nugent at the Canyon Club. And then last
I'm
night,
angry at you guys for
and
that.
And then last night, me and Mike saw Don Felder, Styx, and Foreigner.
We rocked out last night at the Greek.
We rocked out. I picked Mike up at a restaurant where he was already in the bag.
that's not true. I had a couple beers.
You don't even know how drunk you are. This is how drunk Mike
drunk.
Was. It would be like this. Foreigner would just play Double Vision. And so then 2 songs later, Mike would go, man, I hope they play Double Vision. I go, they just played it 2 songs ago. Well,
it's not that. Okay.
Are they going to play Jukebox Hero? They're playing
they
it now.
With it.
They're playing it now. And the worst part, this was the worst. Then someone smoking Dubage next to us.
Yeah, right next to us.
And
yeah.
They handed it to me.
Handed
Mike.
It to me. And, you know, who am I to give it up? Who am I to poop on the party? Not me.
Yeah.
Oh, I partook.
I just told him, though. I said, that's going to be his gateway right back into cocaine. Mike's finally off the cocaine. Kyle, you know about Mike's history with cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
So they handed me this joint, and it was so small that I couldn't even grab it. And then I took one hit off it and burned my finger, I handed it right back.
Third degree burn on your finger.
I don't know how to smoke anymore. That's how long
before
it's been.
Before that, the stoner next to you went, I'm going to hand this old man this thing and watch him burn his finger.
And
look how square he is. What is this narc doing with the...
Not that I've never done this myself, but then the guy next to us is writing down the set list in his little tablet.
Yeah, we're calling him a nerd. It's like, wait a minute, we're kind of that nerd.
I know. I'm making fun of him, and I'm like, I do it. I do it to my phone now, though.
And thank you. Was it Amanda who gave us the seats?
Amanda. You know, it was your hookup last night. You got free tickets.
I got to look at the email again, but thank you to whoever... Because they came in the last minute.
Yeah.
Remember we were writing them... Like over and over again. Nope, sorry, nothing. Yeah.
I can give you one ticket and a photo pass. I don't want a photo
right.
pass. I can give you half a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. So they came through, but they came through.
Yeah, and they were good seats.
They were great
dead
seats.
Center.
Yeah,
section
dead center.
B.
And the Greek is a great place to watch a show.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's not like the Hollywood Bowl where you could be way back there and they're tiny, you know.
We saw very few original members on stage last night. Styx has two. And Foreigner has won, and he didn't even come out until the fifth song.
Well, Styx, you could say 2.5 because the bass player came out for a few songs.
The bass player comes out. We were lucky that he was in town.
Is it Chuck Panazzo?
Chuck Panazzo. Every time I see Styx, Chuck Panazzo's in town.
Yeah.
He comes in, hey, Chuck's here. He comes in. I don't even know if they had his bass on.
Is it just? I know. Is it just one of the things that you know, they throw him a bone? Wasn't he sick for a long time? Or he looks frail.
I think he had HIV.
Okay.
That's not a thing that you should just throw out there.
Yeah.
But I think he did. I think he did.
And
that's
why
he didn't want to tour anymore because that, you know, is hard on you.
You think he just picks the certain cities like, oh, L.A., I'll come by. And
maybe he lives here.
Yeah.
Maybe he lives here. Maybe we get him on the show.
No, didn't they say he was in from Miami or something?
That's right. They did say that.
Yeah, yeah.
They did say that. How could you remember?
When he's in Miami, from L.A.
Yeah. How could you remember that? And yet, as we're driving out, there's a car, two cars in front of us. And I tell Mike, oh, that person's license plate is N and then the number 2 and then it says Styx. So that's into Styx. And Mike goes, oh, yeah. And so eventually the two cars in front of us move. And now we're right in front of that car. And Mike points at the license plate and goes, check out that license plate. I just told you about that. And then last night on the way home, what happened to you? You had a...
I ran over something on Vine and blew out my tire.
Maybe it was a Vine.
Oh, my God. It was so... You know, and that's a great feeling. In the morning in the middle of Hollywood trying to fix a tire.
It's not like the movies where the tire blows out. It just goes...
Yeah, but it was quick. I mean, it just took out a whole gouge out of the side of the tire, so wow. There was no fixing it. I mean, it was
John Travolta was up there actually recording
it. He was recording it.
That's good Foley work. How did that go again?
Did you kill the, was a congressman killed? Were you with a, did you have a hooker in your backseat?
Absolutely. Always.
Did you crash into,
she was into sticks.
Crashed into the L.A. River. Now, did the cops pull over? Did the cops come?
Because
you were in no shape to be
I wasn't that bad. By that, that'll sober you up really quick, you know?
Then did you change the tire yourself?
I called AAA because I have it.
You know what?
Do you have AAA?
Yeah, I would never change a tire.
Yeah, you know, and they told me it was going to be 20 minutes. So I was like, well, 20 minutes, I'll take a crack at it. What the hell am I going to do out here? So I tried to do it. I got 4 of the 5 lug nuts off.
It's always that one.
Couldn't get the one off. And then I finally went, you know, I'm going to wait for this guy.
And then he came.
And he came and then, you know, did it in 5 minutes and put on a flat donut.
I had a blowout driving Sarah and 3 of her friends from a school field trip. Yeah, so, and luckily it blew out right where there was like, right where, it was on that major highway, but it was right where like there's an exit and then here's the highway and then here's the exit. So you have like that triangle area.
Yes.
And luckily I pulled right in there and the kids are like, hey, can we get out? No.
On the freeway?
On the freeway.
No.
AAA came, they came so quick and they changed the tire with us in the car. The guy goes, just stay in the car.
That's great.
The girls were like, can we get out? They're like crazy.
Yeah, run around the median.
We're bored.
Hey, I got a football in the back. You want to throw it across a couple of lanes?
We're bored. Yeah, we have a blowout. They could care less. It doesn't make any difference to them.
Yeah, but, your review.
Of last night's show?
Yeah, last night's show.
Do you want some Panazzo news?
Yeah, go ahead.
He has AIDS or HIV.
Okay.
HIV.
Okay. Not AIDS. Yeah, don't go full blown AIDS with the man.
Well, it says AIDS here, but then it says he has HIV.
Well, so is Magic Johnson.
Yeah. He's still kicking. He was still up there rocking a few songs.
Yeah, he rocked a few songs. He was good. My review is I think Styx is always great. I thought they were the best band of the night.
So did I.
I thought the stage show, they had more lighting and effect. Styx was in the middle. They went second.
And Tommy Shaw, who's 60, looks better than any of us will.
Unbelievable.
Look at 40.
How good he looks. But, you know, the guy who replaced Dennis, Lawrence Gowan, he jumps all around. He moves all around.
And he sounds great.
The drummer's great. Todd Zuckerman's great. The new bass player is Ricky Phillips. He's from Bad English, and he played with the Babies, and he played with Coverdale Page.
Has McGowan been with him longer than DeYoung now at this point?
He has been. He's been there since Dennis left. He's been there at least 18 years.
If he could like pick out the perfect replacement, he's probably that guy.
Yeah.
He hits every note. He sounds great.
Yeah.
He can play great.
He's funny.
Yeah, and he kind of looks like. I mean, he could almost pass if it's a cover band.
One night we saw him, and he starts playing some ragtime piano. He goes, "That's right, folks. I'm bringing back ragtime." And just so he used to come out with a Polaroid camera and take pictures of the band members when they were. And then he'd throw him into the crowd. He'd take pictures of himself. I mean, he always does something. He has this spinning keyboard that moves around.
Yeah, yeah.
And at first you go, why do you need that? And then you're like, oh, that's kind of fun. And then Foreigner came out. What do you got? How long has he been there?
He's been there since 99.
Since 99.
So 15 years.
15 years. Yeah, so it's not longer than Dennis was with them.
DeYoung has been with them from 61 to 99.
No, 61?
Yeah.
I count the recorded history.
Okay, so that's probably early 70s.
70.
70 through 99.
Yes.
So he's got Lawrence Gowan.
But he left and then 99 he came back for a reunion tour. So it's like...
Gowan's been there a long time.
Didn't Mr. Roboto kind of break him up? Wasn't that... And that was like 83, right?
Yeah, that almost caused me to break up with music.
I say sayonara.
And then...
I broke my heart.
Foreigner came out and they... I think Foreigner has more hits than Styx. I think they have more radio-friendly hits. But
did they play any of them? I can't remember.
I know you can't. But they only played 10 songs set. And the first 4 songs, there was not an original...
Not one original member
of Foreigner.
And at that point, that kind of was like, hey, this is a cover band now.
This is a cover band. And then they finally brought Mick Jones out. I guess he's ill. I don't know, Kyle, if you can find out what's going on with Mick Jones.
He's at least 70, right?
He's 69, my brother.
Up top.
And I think he had heart surgery in 2012. Okay.
He skips the first 3. I think he just wants to make an entrance. I think he just wants to be introduced.
Skip the first 4, and then he came out for a song 5 through 10. They only played 10. But as soon as he came out, the level of playing and the whole thing rose up a lot. Because it adds credibility that just one guy's there. But And they were good, but Styx was the best. And then Don Felder, who's...
to be fair, we missed most of his set.
Yeah, we saw his last four songs. He's not the greatest singer, but he's a pretty great guitar player. He had a good band, and he was playing Eagle songs. And he's the best-looking Eagle right now.
He looks great.
I just saw the Eagles. He looks amazing. Looks really, really good.
And he busts out that double neck, and everybody knows what's coming.
Yep.
And then the opening, the Hotel California.
And he... I've never seen a guy... He looks much... I've never seen a guy happier to be playing out live. And on, you know, and on a tour where they're getting some big houses because he's with those other two bands. So.
And then he came back and played with Foreigner at the end of, and the Styx guys came out and
That's
played
right.
the big finale.
And Tommy Shaw,
hot-blooded.
Tommy Shaw came out with him and did the dueling guitars on Hotel California.
Yeah.
So pretty great.
Yeah, it was a good show.
It was a good show. Yeah, I give it a solid 8.
Sure.
Yeah, all 8 right. out of 10. Why not?
Yeah, they offered we could do a phone interview, but phone interviews, they just don't.
I don't want a phone interview anyone. I don't even like talking to you two on the phone. What are you going to tell us? What it's about Mick Jones, and we're going to do some Ted Nugent talk.
No, you're right about his heart thing. That
so he just must not be fully recovered from heart surgery.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's not like he moved around a lot up there.
He didn't.
Yeah.
But hey, what was your dad doing at 69, you know?
I don't know. I don't even know. My dad's, what, 70s? How old's your grandfather, Kyle?
I think he's 76.
76.
Yeah. My dad didn't even make it to 69.
No, my dad's heart has to be strong because he's screaming and yelling and acting like an idiot all night long. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just, it's got
to
be.
But he goes to the doctor like every week.
He goes to the doctor every week. Did your dad go to the doctor?
Yeah, toward the end. It was all the time.
But before
time.
That, was he a doctor guy?
No.
He
probably should have been.
He goes not because he needs to go. He's just like a hypochondriac.
Oh, okay.
So he'll go to like the VA hospital and then he'll go somewhere else and get like 12 tests.
Yeah. My family dies of old age. Everyone lives into their 90s mostly. You know, it doesn't mean those last 4 years are great.
Yeah.
But they're here. Okay, so Kyle and I, we got free tickets. I'm going to preface this.
Yeah, if you put any money in Ted Nugent's pocket,
My wife was not happy that we were going to see Ted Nugent. I assured her that the tickets were free.
And this place is like 5 minutes from your house.
Right, it's 5 minutes from. And she goes, well, don't buy a t-shirt. I'm like, I never buy a t-shirt. Why would I all of a sudden buy a Ted Nugent t-shirt?
With all the shit all over
it. With all the shit all over it. Bows and a guitar
flags,
and a bear's head. And
antlers.
Antlers and probably a Confederate flag
Clan
somewhere.
Clan hood.
You could actually buy a Ted Nugent Clan hood there. So I'm telling Kyle how we were a little bit late. We were like 5 songs in, but I was telling Kyle, I go, I can't wait for you to see how crazy this guy is. Just an idiot on stage. So crazy. So we park the car. We get out of the car. As we're walking over to the Canyon Club, someone opens the front door of the Canyon Club. And we just hear Ted Nugent say something like, so them crazy bitches came down and they were telling me. And I'm like, he's on it. He was talking nonstop between songs. Oh. Like
he probably talked for about 25 minutes like total for the time we were there.
It was crazy.
And I can't imagine the subject matter.
The album that he's touring with is called Shut Up and Jam.
Uh-huh.
The guy needs to shut up and jam because the band sounds amazing.
He brought back the singer, right?
Derek St. Holmes is back from the first 3 albums. He sang like, you know, all the great songs,
right.
Stranglehold and Hey Baby and, you know, all that stuff. But so I also got Ted's new album for free. Again, I got it for free. I got 2 copies for free. And believe me, I fucking sold those things quicker. But I want to give you a taste so you can see just how... Like, Ted, here's the kind of stuff he said on stage.
Oh,
he's like, California, you need to take your state back.
Oh.
He goes, I hear out
and,
here...
And all the trailer trash there.
All the trailer trash.
Yeah.
He's like, let me tell you something. How did Pelosi, that ugly bitch, get her job? I'm like, what the crazy?
Oh,
then he goes, you know,
shut up and play your stupid guitar.
I understand you guys got a mountain lion problem out here. I got to tell you where I come from. Mountain lions, they got a Ted problem. He's like, Uncle Ted will go out there and he's talking about.
He's like, he always is like, say thank you, Uncle Ted.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, thank you, Uncle Ted.
He goes, that's right, that's right.
And now here's White Knight Sweet Poontang.
All right, now here we go. These Kyle has not heard these. You got. I have 4 tracks that you have to hear. Just clips.
Is this
up.
From the new album?
It's from the new album. Shut up and
tell me you didn't pay for that.
I didn't.
Okay.
Got it for free and sold it. Actually made money on it.
Okay.
So this first one's Shut Up and Jam. Let's hear it. Oops, start it over. Stop it. Is that starting at 17 seconds in?
I'll start it at like 15.
Yeah, I think we missed something there.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
You say you heard it all before. I believe we've had enough. Everybody looking for a free ball. Enough of that political stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's go to the next one's called I Still Believe. That's terrible. Right?
It is. I might prefer him talking.
You prefer talking? Wait till you hear this. I Still Believe. What's he believing?
Oh, no.
Yamaguchi, I still believe. 1, 2, 3, 4. I still believe in the American dream. I still believe you can hear me scream. It's alive. It's on fire.
That's all. He still believes
in
it.
Wow, he still believes in it.
Why does he say Yamaguchi?
I don't know why he says Yamaguchi. Okay, now get the sound turned up on this because I have these queued up meticulously. This next one is She's Gone, and Sammy Hagar sings this song. But they do that. The thing I hate most that these rockers do is when they have the fake back and forth talk before the song starts. So let's hear this.
Hey, Sammy.
Yeah.
Anybody seen my baby?
I saw her. Ted, that girl's working the streets.
Last known address.
Say bye-bye.
I don't know what upset my girl.
Hey, hey, hey. Your baby's gone.
Well, she's gone. She's gone, 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 gone.
Why is she a hooker now? Hey. She's working the streets.
Oh, working the streets.
My baby's gone.
Stop this. Why?
Hey.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's Elvis, awful.
They act like they just saw you. Hey, Sam, what are you doing here?
I heard she's working the streets.
That's so terrible. Okay, now this one.
Hagermeister.
This one we're gonna start at the beginning, and then I have two other points that Kyle's going to go to. But this is ridiculous. This song is called I Love My Barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Wait till you hear this.
Something smells good.
Ready?
Let's
get that fire going.
Seasoning.
Seasoning.
I love my barbecue. It's what Americans do. Pull up a chair, I'll get a beer for you. I love my barbecue. It's what Canadians do. Pull up a chair, I'll get a beer for you. Well, I'm in tow.
Stop it. Okay.
It's now. What the colored folk do. I mean,
wait a second.
Oh, no.
Go to one.
He didn't go there.
1 minute and 10 seconds. Okay. By the way, then we need to make a drop in to where I'm going to say, Ted, what do you like? And then we drop in. I love my barbecue.
Oh, no.
Okay. Go ahead. 1 minute, 10 seconds.
I love my barbecue. It's what the Germans do.
Okay, pause that. Now,
it's what the Germans do.
It's what the Germans
do. Oh, boy.
What is he talking about? What are they barbecuing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Jews.
And, Mike, you can say that because...
Jews. I love my gas chamber.
Now, go to 207. I can't believe he said that.
What an
ass. Jewish thing.
It's what the Germans
do.
Sure.
Wait till you hear this. Archie Bunker.
Is what the Polacks do.
Are you kidding me?
It's what the Polacks stifle your selfies, not cheese.
Just put on some new.
It's what the Polacks do with the barbecue over there.
They put Meathead on the barbecue. He's a Polack. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Oh, God.
I'm surprised he didn't say how many Polacks does it take to barbecue.
I know.
Oh, didn't there's something in the news. He just, some Indian tribe wouldn't let him play there up at their casino up in Idaho. And he called them like vermin.
I also told Kyle.
What an ass.
Kyle's been to the Canyon Club a couple times with me. And I told him, I go, when we go for Ted Nugent, you won't believe how many people are there. Jammed.
How frightening was that crowd,
it's
though?
Jammed.
How frightening was that crowd?
They're a mess.
There was a bunch of trailer trash. There was a Newt Gingrich dad just there, like, yeah. Bobbing along, like,
I mean,
like just completely out of place.
A fan of the podcast.
I have my camo shorts on, though, you know, because
sure.
I hunt. I grill them and kill them. All right, that's enough tomfoolery. Like,
drinking beers and shooting
on
deers.
He had antlers on the stage.
He must have had a flag or two, at least one, right?
He had to have. Oh. It's ridiculous.
So did he shoot at the guitar again? Like,
no, because the venue's not big enough to do that. But I've been at Tokai. I've been there when he shoots at the guitar from across. I've been there when he swings in a loincloth like Tarzan.
People out back had bows to get signed.
Yeah, had their bows to get signed. Unbelievable.
And the killer thing is he can play that guitar really well.
He can. That's his only saving grace.
And he likes his barbecue.
Shut up and jam.
Shut up. Please shut up.
I put that in my review. I said if he let his fingers talk as much as his mouth did, he could play six more songs. For Christ's sake.
Did he play Kiss My Ass?
He doesn't play that anymore. Oh. That's Kiss My Ass. Howard Stern.
Kiss My Ass. Nancy Pelosi.
Bill Clinton. I think there were some protesters there, though. Some animal rights. And they got seats down front. And he just kept calling
them. So by all means, pay the top dollar.
Yeah. Oh. He just kept calling them bitches and stupid idiots.
He probably let him in for free and just let him.
Then he would say.
So he could abuse him.
He goes,
in front of everybody.
You know what my hunting does? I'll tell you what my hunting does. I was able to supply some homeless shelters with 500 pounds of venison steak last night.
Woo! He's like, but they won't tell you that. Now, will they? And then he told the protesters, he's like, there are only three of you here. He's like, but for each one of you, I'm going to kill 100 deer.
Deer next year. For each one of you, you're going to get 100 more deer. He also says, this is what I do. I tour May, June, July, and then the other 8 months, I'm grilling them and killing them.
Oh, what an asshole.
That's what he does. He hunts.
Jesus.
So go out and buy yourself the new television CD if you like comedy albums. Okay,
now, did you see him sign stuff?
I don't know. Kyle and I got out back before the last song ended, and I don't know how he got out of the building because we didn't see him, and he was
crammed with people.
It wasn't crammed.
He was gone before you even saw him.
Yeah, and we were back there before the last song ended, so I don't know how he got out.
He swung out on a vine.
He must have, because
to the TED copter.
But I got Derek St. Holmes' autograph, which I really wanted.
Okay,
and how did he sound? He sounded great.
Okay,
yeah. But Ted, he only sings one song on this new album. Like, why? Because Ted's, bring you back, but you're not going to. And he doesn't agree with Ted at all on any of this. But I guess he has to just shut up and jam.
Was he just stand there while Ted's just ranting and raving and babbling on?
They all just stand there. They kind of just walk back by the drum riser and let him just, you know.
Oh, God.
Pontificate.
Uncle Ted. Uncle Ted. So, Mike, let's get to the top.
Let's play some music.
Introduce this time. We did play music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean play some?
I like barbecue. Yeah, let's play just some. Like the Polacks do and the Germans too. What a dick.
Engines do it.
Oh, okay. Well, this one's called Crime Spree.
Crime Spree.
So everything that has to do with, like, cops, robbers, crime,
anything,
everything else.
Anything.
It was a wide net.
This is a good topic, though. A wide net to throw it out and catch those crooks.
Hey, if everyone had a gun, then we wouldn't have no crooks. Yeah.
That's right.
Say thank you, Uncle Ted.
Oh, did he say that? We should all be armed.
You name it, he said. I can't even remember half the stuff he said.
Oh, what an asshole.
It's just like a crazy person talking.
He's the Motor City Madman. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, by the way, we did see Kiss, and they were phenomenal. Like,
were they stupendous?
They were phenomenal because Jimmy Pardo and I talked about this on the phone because we're jerks. But it made me. I felt it again. Like, I'm like,
really?
Oh. Yeah. Because first of all, Gene was amazing. Everyone was amazing. Paul's voice is shot. His singing voice is shot. I'd still give the show a 10, but Paul was about a 6.
What was the word he tried to say?
He tried to say
presumptuous.
Presumptuous. Let me tell you, I don't want anyone out there to be presumptuous. It's crazy. I finally figured out when he steps up to the mic to do stage patter, he kind of doesn't know what he's going to say.
No.
Like,
no.
He'd get up there and he'd go,
well, would you plan that nonsense? You can't plan that.
But it was like, he would actually like have to stop for a second, like, oh, I started to talk.
Yeah, at one point he was like, I want y'all to sing along and turn to the person to your right, and if they're not singing, well, they're missing out.
Yeah, they're missing out. Let me tell you something. We're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let me tell you something about that. Those people hate us.
What was the other ridiculous? Oh, he goes, how many people got to go to work tomorrow? It was a Tuesday.
Woo. It's a Tuesday, and it's
everybody's
July.
In July.
So and then he goes, how many people got to go to school tomorrow? No one, Paul.
And people like groaned, and he went, I know.
It's a summer.
I know what I'm talking about.
I know.
All right, crime spree. Okay.
You're missing out.
Great. So great. I'm coming out to see you. Go ahead. I'm going to let you start. What's your first crime song?
Well, my list, it's going to be it's a little punk heavy because like half their songs are about anarchy and, you know, and sticking it to the man.
Sure.
This was one of my favorite English bands from the punk movement of the late 70s. Mm-hmm. This is Sham 69, Up Top, My Brother.
What's the song?
Borstal Breakout.
Okay, Breakout. That's a crime.
And I figured out what Borstal is, B-O-R-S-T-A-L. It's a famous jail in London.
Never heard of this band.
Yeah, Sham 69. They were they never really made it over here, but they were very big in that time.
That's
in
a good
late
song.
70s. It's a great song.
I like that. I love that sound.
Yeah, they're good. And there's like everything is in that really heavy Cockney accent. Uh-huh. Everything they do.
I kind of like when they sing in a Cockney accent. Sometimes Ray Davies would do that. I enjoy that. if I told you I was going to play a Thin Lizzy song to start, what would you think it would be?
Jailbreak.
Nope.
Really? I left that one for you.
This is
I brought it because I but still.
From, no, there's other songs. There's okay. This is from 1980s Chinatown album. This is Killer on the Loose.
Mm.
Gotta catch this. Now, I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm not trying to make you scared. But there's a killer on the loose. Oh, haven't you heard? He'll be walking around this town just about midnight. That's Chinatown. That's right, that's right. Now you don't think I'm messing. Oh, you don't exist. But hey, I'm confessing now. I'm a bad sexist.
I like it.
Now, the good thing about that song is I know that the killer's in Chinatown, and I know he's going to be walking out around midnight. So what I can do is I can make sure I'm at home. I won't get killed.
Well, that's, you know, there's a jailbreak somewhere in the town.
Somewhere.
I'm guessing
the jail.
The jail.
Yeah. That's Phil Lynott.
Phil Lynott.
That's how they told me in Dublin it's pronounced
right.
Lynott.
And we've been saying Lynott this whole time.
I've been saying Lynott. I've been saying Leno. Putting that accent on it. Was, Phil Lynott.
Was that their last album?
No. It was Chinatown was 1980, and then they did, did you just get a shiver and a chill?
Yeah, like
a
that
chill,
was weird. Like you had a spasm up there, Kyle.
You look crazy. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
All right. You sure you're not having a stroke?
Maybe a seizure.
They had Chinatown, and then they had Renegade, and then they had Thunder and Lightning, I think this is the last one. Yeah, so almost the last, one of the last ones.
Did Styx play Renegade last night? I was high. I don't remember.
They did. They did. They
I remember
they
it.
They closed it with that. Oh, mama. What's your next crime spree song?
This goes back to 1970. This was a hit. A one-hit wonder, this guy named R. Dean Taylor.
R. Dean Taylor.
Indiana Wants Me.
He's a wanted man. If a man ever needed dying, he did. No one had the right to say what he said about you. And it's so cold and lonely here without you. Out there the laws are coming. I remember that song. Kyle, find out how how high that peaked. Can you do that and play my next song?
R. Yeah. Dean Taylor. What's he doing now?
I don't know.
Is he alive?
I'll tell you what. I think there's Tegent. Those Ted Nugent songs fit this category because it's a crime that he's allowed to still make music.
I wouldn't let him barbecue.
No, no.
That like would be, the Germans do.
That's his punishment. You lock up his barbecuing tools.
Our Dean Taylor is still alive. He's 75.
All right.
Can he go back to Indiana?
What did that song go? How high did that peak? Is that his only hit? One hit wonder?
It rose to number 5 at the Billboard Hot 100 in 1970.
Number 5? There's a lot of those story songs, like you know, Ode to Billy Joe and all those things that, that told a little story.
How do you spell his name? What is it? It's
R.
R.
An R.
Letter R.
Okay.
Dean.
D-E-A-N. Taylor.
D-E-A-N.
Taylor.
I'm going to buy that song right now on iTunes. Because I like that song.
It's a good tune.
Where'd that, how'd you, how do you have that in your collection? How do you
I have it? Every song on the top Billboard Top 100 from the 70s and 80s every year.
How'd you get that?
Somebody gave me a DVD a long time ago. And it's for some reason missing like 82. So I don't have, I think whatever came out, like I Love Rock and Roll, is either 81 or 82 I'm missing. But every other year in the 70s and 80s. And that's why I have so much crap. You don't realize how much crap you
have. A lot of crap. You still have that DVD?
Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, give that to me. I'm going to buy this. I'm going to give this. Wait, how come that says it's a that's a commercial version? There might this might be one of those things where it's all
you
got
to buy a whole album.
It might be re-records. I'm not. I'm going
to. I'll give it to
I'm
you.
I'm going to investigate this later.
Sorry, Ardeen, you're not going
to
make.
It went to the number one in Canada.
And where did it go in the U.S.?
Number five.
All right.
Number one in the U.K. Oh, I'm sorry. Number one or number two in the U.K. And number three in South Africa.
All right.
Number three in South Africa.
I'm going to pull a...
What's Indiana? That's
gonna,
what they're saying.
I'm going to pull a Mike Siegel drunk on you right now. And what did it go to again in the U.S.?
Number 5.
Number 5, okay. Actually, he said it 3 times and I didn't pay attention either time.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to tell you something. This next song, there's always like duos when there's crime. There's Bonnie and Clyde.
Sure.
It's Butch and Sundance. Who else is there?
Batman and Robin?
Batman. No, no, they're good guys.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm talking about bad guys. So Bonnie and Clyde, Butch and Sundance, Hall & Oates. These guys are singing about, they think crime pays. Let's hear it.
What?
Crime pays.
I know you know all the pros and cons. They help you get to everything you want. Three-step policemen bending all the rules. Make them an offer that they can't refuse.
That's so 80s, my collar just popped. The mic just popped, too.
I want to be the guy who gets to play that keyboard part. I could play that.
Is that the Big Bam Boom album?
That's H2O.
Okay. What year was that?
That's 1982.
Yeah. Boy, that screams 80s. I got hit with splatter paint. All that neon splatter paint.
Well, that's you got hit by splatter paint because Jay Giles Band is recording a video behind you for Freeze Frame. Kyle, you don't get that, but if you see the video,
I've seen it.
They have a paint fight at the end.
I've seen it.
Which, what did they use for that? Because you couldn't use real paint. That'd be a fucking mess.
Oh, that sounds like something we can look up on the internet.
Kyle, see what they used as paint in that? It was actually pancake batter that was colored with food coloring. That's my impression of you for some reason. Tell us about your next song while he's looking.
The next one is The Clash. Now, we could have done this whole show on The Clash alone, because they have about 50 songs.
Let me just ask you one question before. Is this from Sandinista?
It is not. It's from their first album.
Okay, cool.
I didn't go the other day. They had Police and Thieves, White Riot.
Don't say mine. I have one.
Bank Robber.
Don't say mine.
They had like a million of them.
Mine's from Sandinista. Don't say it.
Okay, this is from their self-titled debut album.
Okay.
This is one that you don't hear much, but it's a great song. And I hadn't heard it in a while, so I brought it back. This is Jail Guitar Doors.
Now, that's on the U.S. version of the first Clash album. It's not on the U.K. version.
Is that right?
That's right. I have both versions in my iTunes here.
Huh.
I know.
Interesting.
Just throwing it out there.
And April probably tell you, well, Jesus, I just had a seizure myself.
It's my turn next.
April could probably tell you all about this, but I think she talked about this with Billy Bragg. Billy Bragg has a prison like benefit kind of organization or like okay. rights of prisoners or something, yeah. and it's called Jail Guitar Doors.
Oh, perfect.
Named after that. She might do it with Mick. Maybe Mick Jones from the Clash.
What are you looking up right now? I forget.
About the freeze frame video?
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I can't find it.
Move my Clash song right up next so that we can play this. This is from Sandinista Disc 1. It's a 3-disc set. It's a lot of Clash.
About one disc too many.
From 1980. And this is called Somebody Got Murdered.
Oh, yeah.
Got murdered.
I almost brought this into.
You did.
There's about 10 Clash songs you could do.
Yeah, there's like the Cops and Thieves or something.
White
like that.
Police and Thieves, White Riot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Somebody Got Murdered and all that stuff.
People at home, make your own mixtape.
Yeah, exactly.
Also take Sandinista and whittle it down to one album.
one good album.
15 songs.
It was a good album, but it was a little much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
This next one I got, I'm going to bring some flavor to the proceedings. I know we don't usually have hip hop on here.
Flavor Flav?
Yeah, with an A. All not right. Flavor.
Flavor.
Flavor. And gangsta rap, this is the probably put it on the map here. This is a guy who now stars as suburban dads and cops in the movies. But Ice Cube, why don't you tell them where you're from?
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube.
From the oh, not safe for work, by the way.
Attitudes. When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me. I'm gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out. But a punk motherfuckers that's showing out. Niggas want to mumble, they wanna rumble. Mix them and cook them in a pot like gumbo. Going off on the motherfucker like that. With a cat, that's pointed at your ass.
I can't sing the N-word.
Nugent can.
Nugent, well, Nugent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might be his. That might be his email.
And it's
address.
A heavy R on his.
No, the only time I can sing the N-word is when I sing Bob Dylan's Hurricane.
Hurricane? Which I almost brought in. Did you bring it?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't bring that. But I want to trump yours right now.
So that was NWA, by the way.
NWA. Let's trump that with a little, you know what I want?
Yeah.
You know what I need? Let's hear it. This is Body Count, Ice-T.
Right.
Ice-T.
I got my black gloves on. I got my ski mask on. This shit has been too long. But tonight we get even.
Oh, man.
Also an ice themed now cop.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Yep.
And plays cops now.
Yeah, him and Coco are trying to have a baby.
That's beautiful.
Coco's got
How about him and Body Count and Ted Nugent double bill, huh?
Oh, my God.
Head to head.
Head to head, song for song. Ted would never play, wouldn't shut up and jam and just talk.
Remember how controversial that was? They were going to ban it, like
that
the
song?
First President Bush. They had the whole thing, and they're going to ban it. And
that's why.
Promoting police attacks on police.
Can I tell you?
That worked well.
I had this CD.
Yeah.
I had this CD when it came out, and I bought it because they were going to ban it. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to buy it.
Did you like it?
I like that song.
Yeah.
I do like that song, though. I really do like that song.
Mm-hmm. It is a good song.
Yeah.
Ice-T.
He's going to dust some cops off.
Yeah, he's probably like 60 now.
Wait, Kyle? How old's Ice-T? What's his real name, too? Let's find out his real name, too. It's probably like a Lawrence Sharone.
What if his real name is Ice, his first name?
It's
Ice Jackson. I went with the T.
Here we go, Ice-T.
He's 56.
All right. Not
he's
that
as old.
Old
as my dad.
Okay.
No.
Is there a difference between those two guys?
not really.
Oh, when I said I had, okay, my next one.
Wait, we want to find out what his real name is.
Oh, yeah.
His real name is Tracy.
That is the T.
That's the T.
Lauren.
Tracy Lauren.
Morrow.
Tracy wow. Lauren Morrow.
I think I knew
Marrow,
that.
I guess.
M-A-R-R-O-W.
Marrow, Morrow.
Tracy Lynn Morrow.
Is he related to Mark Morrow? The guy who has a What the Fuck fuck the Police podcast?
Yeah. What the Fuck the Police.
What the Fuck the Police.
All right, what's your next?
Okay, I'm going to preface this, but this next song is awful. This was from, again, that collection. This is on the Billboard Top 100 of 1974.
All right.
This was actually a hit, and this preceded... This is a big crime wave back in the 70s.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going to know this one. Play this. This is how bad this is.
Is this the Night Chicago Dad?
No.
Back in the bad old days.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a
They had laughter.
Is that Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah. I said, don't look, Ethel. And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
He comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
There he goes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
Yes, they call him the street.
Woo!
Look at that, look at that.
Fast as staying on 2 feet.
Look at that, look at that.
He's as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek.
Look at, and they're like sweetening it with laughter.
I know.
Like he's in a club.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking around. Wow.
Ray Stevens.
I think. That,
what were we doing in the 70s when, that was...
Well, I think Dan Whitney might have stolen that cadence.
That preceded Larry the Cable Guy. But that was all hee-haw. It was the same crap.
Yeah, but he really sounded like... He sounded like Tow Mater from the Cars movies.
Absolutely.
And don't look, Ethel!
If you haven't seen the Cars movies, I got to recommend you go rent those out.
Right? Tow Mater.
Those are some good Pixar films.
I'd rather be hit by a car.
But remember, we had those. that was good. I'll give you that.
That was good.
But they had those joke songs could make the charts. It was The Streak, and then remember about, Junk Food Junkie and all that stuff?
What about Pac-Man Fever? what about those ones where they would take... Were they even songs, or is that what... Did radio stations usually do these, like, Mr. Jaws, what did you think about...
Oh, yeah, and they would add a clip of the... Yeah.
What did you think about when you bit into
terrible.
That boat? And then it would be like, whatever, Splish Splash, or whatever it would be. Terrible. We should all make one of those up.
No, we shouldn't.
And play those.
It's a terrible idea.
This is a band. This version of the band, there's one member alive. His name is Marky Ramone.
Aww.
But the other three people playing on this song are not here. This is Punishment Fits the Crime.
I actually thought you were going to give like a little thing like, what is...
This is Punishment Fits the Crime, Ramones.
I hear the bells of freedom chiming, and inside my heart I feel I'm dying. White guys never compromise, then they lose their rights, and they act surprised. Jail really cut you down to the side. Let the punishment fit the crime. The footprints on the sand of time. The philosophy of the poet's rhyme. Make a man humble in his prime. You can go up.
It's like a slow song for the Ramones.
It is a slow song for the Ramones. That might be Dee Dee singing on Punishment Fits the Crime.
What album is that?
That's Brain Drain. It's fantastic. It is a great album.
What year is that?
1989.
89?
Yeah, it's an amazing album. It's got I Believe in Miracles, Don't Bust My Chops, Palisades Park, Pet Sematary. It's great.
Was that Dee Dee's last album?
Let me see. Was he on Mondo Bizarro? Yeah, that's Dee Dee's last album. I think that's Dee Dee singing on that.
And we got Richie. Who came after that? Was that Richie?
CJ replaced Dee Dee.
Okay. Because when I saw them, I saw their last tour, and that was CJ. He was a lot younger than everybody else.
Yeah, he was. But
so I never saw Dee Dee live.
Yeah, I never saw them live at all.
You never saw them live at all?
No.
I was playing the Vogue Theater, I was playing the Broad Ripple Comedy Club in Indy. And the Vogue Theater was right next door, and they happened to be there.
And you just
that
went.
Week. I just walked over.
And that was the only time you saw them?
Only time I ever saw them. And
they played 72 songs in 35 minutes.
Yes, it was fantastic.
Wow. Oh, wow. Ramones.
And that would have been really slow, that one. And they never played anything that slow. But if they played that in concert, they would speed it up to insane speeds.
Were you the one that said you can't think of another band, Kyle, that all their original members are gone?
Right.
And then someone said, I think someone told me that the original Jimi Hendrix band are all gone too, but...
Yeah.
Well,
he's more of a solo.
Absolutely.
You know, Jimi Hendrix experience.
So it'd be Noel Redding and
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. I mean, we got so many Rolling Stones are still alive.
I know.
But Brian Jones is still alive.
That's true.
Yeah.
Bill Wyman is still alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's
Mick Taylor's still
105.
Alive.
105.
Yeah. They're all still alive. We got two Beatles left.
Got good living.
All of One Direction still alive. You're up, buddy. What do you got?
All right, I got to cleanse myself after the streak. This is one of my favorite. Back to the old English punk.
Cleansed us with the Ramones.
I know. Well, I'm going to do one.
You got to wash your own cock off?
Yeah, exactly. Metaphorically. This is the Rizzillos with Somebody's Going to Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight.
Cock killer. That guy, I don't like that guy singing voice.
The Rizzillos.
Where are they out of again?
I think they're English. I do believe. You could look that up, Kyle, but back me up on that.
Now, I've seen their show. They're teamed up with Isles, and they're the Rizzillos and Isles. They're a cop team.
Terrible. That
it's
is
cops.
Awful.
It's right, crime spree.
I'm going to throw you in Nugent's barbecue.
Oh, no.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, they're from Scotland.
Ah, okay.
Edinburgh, Scotland.
That's how they sing up there.
I'm going to say same thing.
Oh, now we're going to get mail from our English people.
It's totally different. Let's hear a song from the Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden, released in 2007. It was their first studio album in 27 years. This is a song that Joe Walsh sings and wrote. It's called Guilty of the Crime.
I'm like a total stranger knocking at your door. No need to worry about the way I was before. It's a new love story. I'm guilty of the crime.
I love Joe Walsh.
Yeah, I do too. Did our man Felder play on that album?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't invited back.
Yeah. They invited him back for the Hell Freezes Over tour, right?
Yeah, and then he was on another couple of tours, and then
wanted more of the T-shirt sales, apparently.
Yeah, he's a great guitar. I don't know that Henley and Fry. Make Stanley and Simmons look like saints.
I know, but I mean, you think you would learn after a while. You go up against those two, you're going to lose in that band, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Joe Walsh, he just shuts up
and plays. Yeah.
It's like, do I want to make $25 million this year, or can I be happy with 15?
Do I want to play a stadium, or I want to go to a fair and open for, you know, Styx and Foreigner?
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
you know, what are you going to do?
But, shut up and do it.
The audience loves Joe Walsh.
Absolutely. He added some balls to that band.
And you can just see on Glenn Frey's face, he doesn't like the adulation that Joe Walsh gets. He's just, it pisses him off. All right, you're up, Mike.
All right, I'm going to go to the Velvet Underground. This is from 19, I think he wrote 66 or 67. This is I'm Waiting for the Man. This is about buying heroin.
Drug dealing.
Mm-hmm.
$6 in my hand, up to Lexington, 125, feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive, I'm waiting for my man.
Lexington, 125th and Lexington, that is Harlem, and now that's where Bill Clinton's office is.
Now, if you sing this song,
gentrified.
You're singing about Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he's waiting for the man.
For the man. No, he's our best president. He's a great president.
I, you know, I told you I got into his office there in Harlem.
I know.
It was like a museum. It was amazing.
You got your picture taken with him.
Yeah, I sat at his desk. Yeah, with him, yeah, a couple times. I dated his assistant briefly. That's how I got in there.
You are adding more and more layers to this story.
That's how I got in there. She was working, and she works at the office.
I washed Hillary's panties.
Yeah.
I got Chelsea pregnant.
I don't know if I was supposed to be in there, actually. I took a photo of me sitting at his desk.
You have your picture taken with Clinton, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, a couple times.
How a couple times? How does that happen?
Well, one was in New York at the Christmas party for the Clinton Foundation. She got me into that, and that was at the Russian Tea Room. And so you could line up, and part of the party was you could line up and get your photo mm-hmm. taken with him. And so you line up. It's like meeting Santa. You know, you get your photo, and then you shake his hand. And
yeah,
then,
and you tell him what you want.
Yeah, exactly. How you
and
doing?
If you're a lady, you have to sit on his lap.
Exactly. And then the second one was that it was during the gubernatorial election here. So it was a Jerry Brown fundraiser in Beverly Hills. And Clinton was speaking at it.
Yeah.
And so, again, she got me into the VIP thing where you can line up. But it's like that photo's with me, Bill Clinton, Jerry Brown, and Gavin Newsom.
Well, you can do some Photoshop on that Jerry Brown and Newsom.
Newsom's a handsome fella, I'll tell you that much.
Is he? Which is he next to
He's
you?
He's our lieutenant governor.
Is Clinton sandwiched between the two of you guys?
Yeah.
How's Clinton looking in person?
You know what? He's really thin now. He's vegan now. That's why he lost all that weight.
Yeah, because he had like that heart problem.
Yeah, after his like second or third bypass, I think Chelsea put her foot down and said, you know, lose some weight. And he went totally vegan. He looks great. He's tall.
I got to tell you, Chelsea told me I can't eat no meat no more.
So how you doing?
I just got to eat.
Nice to see you.
I can still eat pussy. But I got to have a side of greens.
Doesn't mean I don't like the fat chick still.
Yeah. That's a lot of meat, though. It's a goddamn lot of meat.
This is quite the 90s comedy.
I know, isn't it?
Duo yeah. that you have going here.
Well, speaking of the 90s, let's take 10 years off that and play a song from the 80s.
Wow. yeah.
This, I
what
think
a segue.
We're gonna pump the Who up next.
Okay.
This is from Face Dances, the first album, studio album without Keith Moon.
Great album.
I love this album. Didn't like it at the time.
Underrated.
But I think it's a really great album. This is Did You Steal My Money?
We played this before on this.
Probably did.
On The Money Show.
It returns. But you left your number. All the members of the cast. They reckon I was numbered. Did you steal it? Did you screw? Boy, Daltrey's voice sounds great,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and that was 82?
It was 81.
Okay.
81 and then Hard.
Hard.
It's Hard.
That was the tour I saw.
82 or
Which was supposedly the last one. Yeah, yeah, not so much.
Yeah, Roger did not like Kenny Jones's drumming at all. He wanted someone a little bit more flamboyant. He didn't just want a timekeeper.
Yeah, but Keith Moon was like overly flamboyant, though, I thought.
Yeah, a little too much, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little busy. He would play 12 notes where like beats.
Beats. Yeah, like Zach Starkey.
Where one would fit.
Ringo's son, who's played with them now forever, he's perfect for them. He's got some flash, but he also is a good timekeeper. He's good.
Well, I'm going to see your 80s. I'm going to go late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Hair metal was the thing in the 80s, and then
end. You love hair metal.
This is like right, but they snuck in 89, right before grunge came in and just put them all out of business. Well, actually, first it was Guns N' Roses kind of put them out of business, and then grunge really put everybody out of business.
So what's happened?
This was a band called Skid Row, and they had a hit with 18 in Life. Yeah! Come on! Get that lighter up.
I love the first Skid Row album.
Yeah. And within 2 years, the record company told all these bands, you know what? We're done with this.
Saw them up in, what was the venue in Wisconsin where?
Alpine Valley?
Alpine Valley. It was Bad English, then Great White, then Skid Row, and then White Snake. That was the, it was an amazing tour. The first time I heard this Skid Row album, I was in a record store downtown Chicago in the Dearborn Street area somewhere. And I walked in and they just put it on. It's playing. And I stayed in the record store till the whole thing was done. And I just went up
and they said, get out, weirdo.
Yeah.
I said, what did you just play? And they're like, brand new band, Skid Row. I'm, psh, give it. That's a great album, top to bottom.
I didn't hear it all. I only know that song.
Yeah, it's stellar. Like, they've never come close to that.
And our pal Bobby Brown had a Sebastian Bach story, didn't she?
Yeah. Sebastian Bach comes over to the pregnant Bobby Brown and puts a handful of ice down her shirt.
Yep.
Terrific.
That's a good man. Good man.
The first time I heard that song, I completely misheard the lyrics.
Oh, what did you think it was?
Well, instead of 18 in life, you've got it. That was 18 in life, retarded.
Wow.
I don't know.
I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And I was like, why are they saying that?
And then you're like, well, it's Skid Row. Maybe that's what they're saying.
18 in life, retarded.
I'm going to take this to a whole totally different level than most of the songs we've been playing. This is from 1996. This is the amazing voice of Fiona Apple, and this is Criminal.
Just because you can. Don't you tell me to deny it. I done wrong, and I wanna suffer for my sins. I've come to you cause I need guidance to be true. And I just don't know where I can begin. Ooh, what I need is a good defense. Cause I'm
That's a great song. I forgot all about that song.
She's 19 when she recorded that.
Oh, and all I can think of is the video. The video is creepy and awesome and a weird. It's like, you know, 70s kid porn, but it's creepy.
So wait, she's 36 now.
Is she
19
really?
When she sang that?
Wow. Yeah, what year was that?
That was 1996.
Man.
She was born in 77.
God, that's so weird.
I know. It is weird.
What a great song, though.
I know. I love. Yeah, she's her voice is really amazing. She
Have you ever seen her live? I've never seen.
I never, but I mean, I think she pops up on stage with John
Bryan, produced
all the time.
At least one of her albums.
Let's look it up because I'm here already. First album was produced by Andrew Slater. Second album produced by John Bryan. He produced the one with the big
long title.
When the pawn hits the conflicts, he thinks like a king.
Okay, weirdo.
Throws the blows when he goes to the It's when the pawn ..
Yeah.
Then he also produced the second album, but then they scrapped it and re-recorded most of it. I think that was record label BS. But her voice is amazing. She was on WTF, and it was interesting. It was interesting.
I think I heard
interview.
It too. Yeah.
It was interesting.
So you sing. What's that like?
Yeah. So do you ever have coffee when you sing or pet a cat?
Ever need to mail something while you're singing.
Yeah, go to stamps.com. You're next, buddy. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I hate to have the streak be my one country representative here. We did hip hop. I brought in the streak, a little novelty song, but this is a country song. This is probably one of my favorite ones. This is Merle Haggard with Mama Tried. Kyle?
It's playing. I don't know. It's. Did you rip this one?
Nope. Oh, Kyle.
Let's try it again. Hold on.
Let's try it again.
Oh, the sound turned off on that computer.
Oh.
That's weird.
Hey,
what an only rebel child. From a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, with the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
21 in prison doing life without parole. No one could steer him right, Pat.
No, that guy had
Mama tried, failed.
What's she going to do?
Horribly. Failed.
Kid's a bad apple.
That's a classic. Mama tried.
I don't know if you heard about this, Mike, but in the UK right now, there has been a rash of automobile thefts.
What?
Yep.
No.
Well, maybe not recently, but maybe in 1993 there was.
Okay.
And the Kinks are going to sing about it.
No.
This is Somebody Stole My Car.
That's life in the big city. You beg for mercy, but you get no pity. Low life, zero mentality. Vandalized victims of depravity. A fast food takeout mentality. Where the dogs eat the dogs and the innocent bleed. The city can't cope and the cops don't care. There's fear in the streets and it's a jungle out there. I don't wanna, don't wanna, don't wanna, don't wanna. Somebody stole my car. Somebody stole my automobile. Ripped off the radio and sold the wheel. And if it's happened to you, then you know how I feel. Somebody stole my car.
That's from their last studio album called Phobia, 1993.
That was their last album?
Yeah.
It's been 21 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hopefully they're going to do something.
Didn't they just have something in, came out that they were going to reform or something, or tour again?
Yeah, they want to do, neither one wants to tour without new music. So
okay.
They're doing that first, hopefully.
Right. And you took the Kinks tour in London.
There's not like an official Kinks tour.
Oh, you made it yourself.
A friend of mine, Linda Klein, did it, and she sent me all the stuff, and I did it. So I saw where their house. I saw, you know, I can see the front window where they wrote "You Really Got Me" right inside that window. Saw where they played the first time.
Is there a Village Green Preservation Society?
There probably was.
Okay, I didn't know if there's still one there.
It's just the society that keeps the Village Green nice.
Right.
Found Conk Studios, which is literally just like walk down and then there's just a neon sign that says Conk, and it's like you might not even know. The taxi driver didn't even know where he was taking us. He goes, what is? He didn't even know who the Kinks
really?
Were, and he was old enough to know.
And they have to take tests. Like, I mean, those are the most knowledgeable taxi drivers in the world.
Yeah, so
they should know where everything is in that.
I know.
Town.
So.
He
knew where it was. He knew where the stuff was. He just didn't know why.
He didn't know
why.
He didn't know
the
Kinks.
In. Not really.
Come on.
He told me he didn't.
Ray Davies sang at the Olympics.
He told me he didn't know.
And they cut Ray Davies out of the American feed. Did you see that? In the opening ceremony, he sang.
He gets zero respect in America.
He sang Waterloo Sunset.
I know. One of the best songs of all time. He can't buy publicity here.
Well, speaking of TV, back in the 70s, we're going back to the 70s now. An actual theme song of TV shows could be hit songs. They made the charts.
Oh, I know.
So
this is
a cop show. I got two of them here. We'll play.
Is this Special Weapons and Tactics?
It is.
Okay.
This is the theme from SWAT. This is a jam. This is a big hit.
I had this on a 45.
Yeah. Could have worked on the funk show.
This could have.
Okay, get the gist of that one. And now, this is another one. This was from 1975. That was 76. This one's from 75. And this was a jam, too.
This is Sammy Davis Jr. Oh.
You name this? Remember the show?
Rock and Peace, James Garner.
Yes. Rockford Files.
Synthesizer.
I love the opening of that show because it opened with his answering machine. And at that time, we didn't have an answering machine. I thought that was so cool.
Well, if you were a PI, you'd have to have one.
Yeah, damn right.
And then
James Garner passed away.
We could have played theme from Beretta too, because that's
keep your eye on the sparrow.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time, Kyle. Speaking of crimes, I don't have a segue. This is Black Sabbath.
Ooh.
Yeah, speaking of crimes and TV, thank you, Kyle. Young Kyle pulled a segue out that was right in front of my face. This is Black Sabbath from 1992 with Ronnie James Dio. This is TV Crimes.
Ooh. No mistake in that voice.
No, that song rips. Is that what the kids say?
It rips.
That's a ripping
tune. I don't
know
if they do.
I love that song. Who's in? We're waving to someone?
There she is.
There she is.
You know she is.
Let's pretend like it's a big celebrity guest. There she is. Streisand. Madonna's here with Barbara Streisand. And Carol,
boy, there's a couple.
And Carol,
what, really?
And Carol King. And those three are going to join us.
There's a conversation I want to listen, eavesdrop on.
I know. I want to hear that.
How many more do we have here?
I have two more songs. What do you got?
I got a bunch more, but you just tell me how many.
You do two. I'll do two. Kyle will play us out.
Okay. From regular...
You got a crime song, Kyle?
Yes.
All right. This was the most economical show we've ever done. We did tons of talking up front, and then we've still played...
It was only like 20 minutes of talking up front, too.
Yeah, we've been blasting through the songs.
We've been blasting through the songs, so let's keep going.
Okay, well, this is going from street crime to environmental crime, Pat.
Uh-oh.
This is
which I'm okay with.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know who else is? Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent. He doesn't care. Grill him and kill him.
That's right. This is 10,000 Maniacs from Blind Man Zoo. This is Poison in the Well. Probably my favorite song of theirs.
She's a new album out.
Does she?
Natalie Merchant, yeah.
Oh, well, I haven't seen her in a long time.
Well, why are you judging on her looks? Sounds like you're judging her on her looks. No, I haven't seen her.
First time I saw that band, they came to my college, and Tracy Chapman opened, and it was before Fast Car came out, mm-hmm. and nobody knew who Tracy Chapman was, and they booed her off stage.
They booed her? And they didn't even give her a chance?
They booed her off stage, and then Natalie Merchant comes on with the band, and then she yelled at the crowd for booing her friend Tracy off stage.
And then they booed her. We were very involved
at that state university there.
So I'm assuming Tracy Chapman, she left the stage, and she was probably already home because, as we know...
Fast Car.
Right. how old do you think Natalie Merchant is?
I'm going to guess, probably 57.
Nope. Kyle, what do you think?
I don't know.
What about you, April? Do you know how old Natalie Merchant might be? She is right on the dot, 50.
Really? That's it?
She's 50. She will be 51 in October.
Oh, man.
What'd you say? She dated Michael Stipe? So she was a beard.
Yeah, basically.
Right? Is that a double... Is that a double beard, maybe?
Double beard?
I don't know. Is Natalie Merchant, is she gay?
I don't think she is.
All right.
No, she's not.
She's not? No, okay. No. We have confirmation.
According to April, no.
Nope.
And April probably knows her,
after
personally.
After I hung out with her, she was like, I'm not into it.
Yeah. April made a move. She did not respond.
Did you turn her straight?
You turned her?
All right. This is from Joe Jackson. This is his third album, Beat Crazy.
Yep.
This is unlike Hall & Oates, who told us that crime pays. Joe Jackson is telling us that crime don't pay.
What?
Yeah.
To my wallet and my coat. So what you smiling at? Ain't you been in that boat? It's something that there really should be something done about. He said, don't knock it, sonny. That's the way I started out. And now I got a nice suit. I got a nice car. It's been a nice day. Don't tell me that.
Don't
You still in a Joe Jackson phase, listening to the entire catalog?
I am. I've listened to the entire catalog a couple of times now. Right now, you know, since I lost a lot of, I lost most of my music.
I heard. It was very sad. Yeah.
So one of the artists that I lost totally was Alice Cooper. So I'm rebuilding the Alice Cooper.
You have all the CDs though, right?
Most of them, but well, I do now. Yeah. Because I'm listening to all the Alice Coopers and getting ones that I don't have.
Wow.
So I know.
How many songs? When you say you lost 30,000 songs?
I had 32,000 songs and now I have about 25,000. So I lost.
Wow.
I lost whatever that is.
8,000.
Most of that was, I'm finding it was live recordings.
Yeah, but the thing about all that, you can get all that back. It's just a pain in the ass.
It's just a pain in the ass.
My fear is photos. I try to back those up all this because those you can't. Once you lose those, they're
I got
done.
A mirror at home. I know what I look like, so I don't even need that. I don't even need photos. Okay. You don't need it.
You got a mirror and a green screen.
That's right. You just look at yeah. It's fine.
All right, I got one more. I got one more song.
I got one. You got one more. I got one more. Kyle's got one more. Then we get out of here.
Well, I
got
to pick one of all these. I don't know which
you
one.
You gonna play your Jackson? Whose dad was Joe Jackson and also Beat Crazy?
that'd be a nice segue, right? Yeah, well, why don't I just play that one? He's the king of pop, and apologies to AC/DC, Johnny Cash, Bon Jovi, Judas Priest.
What was your AC/DC song going to be?
Well, you know, Pat, if you want some dirty deeds done, you don't want to pay full price, do you?
No.
You want dirty deeds at bargain prices.
Like, I'd say dirt cheap.
Dirt cheap.
And the Pretenders was back in the Chain Gang?
Yeah.
I love it. Good. Okay.
And I brought in Jailbreak, but I knew you would.
Yeah.
And Breaking the Law. Judas Priest.
Breaking the Law, Judas Priest, sure.
Sure. And I had San Quentin for Johnny Cash. But this is the King of Pop, and from 1989, this is Smooth Criminal. I don't know what he's saying. I have no idea what he's saying.
Look up his lyrics. I don't know what he's saying.
You've been hit by a smooth criminal.
Is he saying, Annie, are you walking?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Annie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Or watching, I don't know, what did he say?
What happened to Annie? I don't know what he's saying.
Me either.
Okay, let's hear these. What are these lyrics, Kyle?
Yeah, read them.
He's saying, Annie, are you okay?
No.
So Annie, are you okay?
No, you touched me in a bad spot. Put you in the bad spot. Okay, go ahead. Annie, are you okay? Keep interrupting.
That's most of the lyrics.
Most of the lyrics are, Annie, are you okay? That's a hit song.
Will you tell us that you're okay? There's a sign in the window that he struck you a crescendo.
What? It sounds like a guy talking on a cell phone that has bad reception. Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay?
Annie, can you hear me now? How about now?
He came into
put Tommy
your
on. Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you hear me?
What? He came into your apartment. He left the blood stains on the carpet. Then he ran into your bedroom. You were struck down.
And somehow he turned that into a hit record.
Sounds like he's the king of NCIS is what he is.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
hit by a smooth criminal. Michael Jackson.
All right. Well, let's hear my last song.
Okay,
don't even say what it is. Just play it. And then you can do your play out.
I knew it.
I took it a little deeper into the song.
The city zones. Don't you dare to try and stop us. No one could for long. Searchlight on my trail. Tonight's the night. All systems fail. Hey, you. Good looking female. Come here.
Classic.
Yeah, that is a classic. Before Kyle plays us out, tell us, Mike, you have a podcast, Travel Tales Podcast?
Yeah, traveltalespodcast.com, and you can follow me at Twitter at Travel Tales Pod and Funny Mike on Twitter.
Okay, Kyle, where can we follow you on Twitter?
Follow me at Kyle Dotson Funny.
Okay. also, don't forget to go to RockSolidPodcast.com. That's where Andrew Rich does notes for the show. He's funny. He takes us down. He takes us down. He's mean sometimes. Takes us down. Called your facial hair shitty on a recent.
Oh, he's not wrong.
But, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to stand by that.
Okay. And so go there, rocksolidpodcast.com. Also go to rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. That's created by Scott Phillips. If you want to really talk music and get into the minutia, follow us at Rock Solid.
And show. Awesome artwork, guys. Awesome artwork. I loved our title fight.
Title fight artwork was great. I do not have anyone scheduled to do Crime Spree, but I'm gonna reach out to one of these guys.
Okay.
Also follow us at Rock Solid Show on Twitter and follow me at Pat_Francis. And don't forget, when you go to rocksolidpodcast.com, there's a donation button there. If you hit that, maybe I can use some of that money to get some of my music back, you motherfuckers. Okay, Kyle, play us out with something.
Yeah, this is the artist is Chevelle, and their album is called Sci-Fi Crimes.
What year is this?
2009.
Chevelle?
Yeah. Okay. And the song is called Letter from a Thief.
Okay, let's hear it. Rock song.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a thief. Says I lead when everybody sleeps. Some feel